This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
It's the newly reconstituted DJV Health Show. Only in name have we changed the contents. We have the services of Dr. Ken Kronhaus, who's here from Lake Cardiology down in Mount Dora, Florida, and we have the competence of Dr. Jack Stockwell. With us during this hour is Dr. Ken, noted cardiologist, spokesperson for the American Heart Association. He's good. I have said this often with him. He gives good advice, and his advice is good. So maybe I'm saying the same thing twice, but he's here with us to go through a lot of the information that he's processed during the week from looking at the various journals of medicine, things that'll impact you. Most of it, as usual, is all about COVID. So let's get started and see what memorable moments we have here for people to talk about and remember. We'll carry forward some of them in our podcast, the DJV Health Show, which you can find at DougStefan.com/DJV Health Show. The vaccines are in question, it seems, this week, Ken, because of various problems that may or may not be the vaccines problem. So let's talk about that a little bit, because the Pfizer folks have said the vaccine has been effective here, and they most notably have studied what's gone on with the British variant of COVID. And how much is it varied there, this new, and I guess there's a new stream from South Africa, too, a new, what do they call it? Not a stream. What do they call it?
A variant.
Okay, all right. So what's the story?
Well, gosh, I think I know what the question was there, but...
you want me to go back to it?
I'll take it from here. Good day. And in full disclosure, I am one day minus 2 weeks out from my second COVID-19 vaccine and doing great.
Yeah.
I'll just say that. And what I think you're talking about is the fact that there have been a few variants of COVID-19 that are
mutations. We call them variants, mutations, are the same thing, right?
Viruses will mutate. They change themselves. They adapt to try to be more survivable. And this is well known. This is why we get a different flu vaccine each year, because the flu vaccines do mutate or change, or one gets stronger, but viruses do mutate. And it was expected that COVID-19 would mutate, and there's been a variant described in London, and this mutation is extremely contagious, even much more contagious than the already contagious standard version of COVID-19. And the good news is that it appears that the Pfizer-BioNTech vaccine is effective against the British COVID-19 variant. And this was published this week in a medical journal called BioRxiv. There's also been a variant described in South Africa, and it's a little less well clear if the vaccine is as super duper effective against that one as it is against the variant in London, the British variant, or the original COVID-19. But it is felt that it's the vaccine has some effect against the South Africa. It still is not clear whether it's totally 100% effective. And just stay tuned. I think in the next week or two we'll know. But the general feeling is that it will have some effect. And if it's not fully effective, if you have the current vaccine, that the vaccine will provide you with some benefit, and at worst you'll get a mild case if you're exposed to this now now rare South Africa form, which has not yet been described in America. But the key is that if, in fact, this is the important part, unlike the vaccine against the flu, which takes a year or more to develop as we decide which of the flu vaccines we want to give out this year. With this new technology, this mRNA technology, not made in eggs like the old-fashioned antiviral vaccines, this brand new technology, this mRNA technology, in a matter of weeks, we could change the vaccine and get it, a new vaccine out there. If, in fact, one of these variants was insensitive to the current vaccine, the vaccine could be changed very quickly, and we could update the vaccine and make it very effective. So this is really not a big challenge. We're hoping that these variants continue to be sensitive to the vaccine. But if one comes out and it's not, we'll just, with mRNA technology now, it's easy to change the vaccine.
All right. So the South African thing you pointed to, I think the question, the overall question here, Ken, that many people would have is how is it that these, even though they're multiple cell organisms, they're too small to see. We breathe them in and get them through our eyes and whatever it is, they get into our systems and raise hell. But how do they, quote-unquote, think? How do they mutate? What is the, you know, I suppose we're talking about a God-like substance here to try to figure this out. But maybe on a practical sense, you can tell us how they mutate, maybe why they mutate. And you know, because when you present it the way you did, it's almost like these things can think. They can dodge one problem so that they can create more problems that we haven't got the answers to fix. It's like there's a thinking organism here.
It's evolution. It's survival of the fittest. There are spontaneous changes in DNA which just occur as any living organism replicates. These spontaneous changes, sometimes they create extra survivability, and then, you know, the survival of the fittest, what we learn in high school biology, Darwinian survival of the fittest. These unexpected changes in the DNA that occur in any living organism, when they replicate, then survive even better and make the organism stronger. And that's just evolution.
What it's about, eh? And that's what it's all about. In a manner of speaking, it sounds like that's what it's about. More COVID information for you as we continue with Dr. Ken from Lake Cardiology. Don't forget how easy it is for you to connect with Dr. Ken. Telemedicine available. Contact direct at his clinic in Florida by dialing 352-735-1400. You can always leave a message, can't get through, the line may be busy, whatever it is. But if you want to connect with them and sort of complete the circle, complete the loop in getting information on something that's troubling you or getting a good health checkup, 352-735-1400. With that in mind, also, there's the continuing focus on better health. That's what we're here to do on DJV Health. But specifically, there are ways that you can lose weight, lose pounds, and that is, and inches, and have a better life using Calitrin. You go to toploss.com, get the info. Actually, you can send questions. They have people that will counsel you, info@tophealthsource.com. Also a way, there's all kinds of ways for you to connect with them because they want to support you. The people at Calitrin, the doctor and the three nurses that put this formula together, they and the staff of dozens of people want to help you. Obviously, they can't be successful if you're not successful, so they help you become more satisfied with the product, user-friendly. Specific topics and questions, Q&A, available from your consultant, your counselor at toploss.com. That's one of the reasons, one of the dozens of reasons to choose Calitrin for healthy weight loss. 45 days you get satisfaction guaranteed, or you get your money back. So try that. See the weight start to go away, or use it in combo with another weight loss program. It'll keep the pounds off, that's for sure, if you stay with it. And the way to stay with it is to buy at this moment. You can get two for the price of one, right? You buy three, you get six. Buy four, you get eight. That sort of thing. It's a great way to support your weight loss attempts naturally. All natural. It's Calitrim at TopLoss.com on checkout. Use the DJV code so you get those special bargains, the two-for-one, the BOGO, and also you don't have to pay for shipping. That's DJV code checking out at TopLoss.com.
Those big wireless companies try to lure you in with a new phone just to lock you into a contract. Not Simple Mobile. If you have a great smartphone you love, you can get a powerful nationwide 5G network without the contract. Just text the word BYOP to 611611 to see if your phone's compatible. Simple Mobile. Out with the old, in with the simple. Message and data rates may apply. Visit simplemobile.com/privacy policy for privacy policy and the terms and conditions at simplemobile.com/terms and conditions. Compatible 5G capable device and SIM required. Actual availability, coverage, and speed may vary. 5G network not available in all areas. 5G upload speeds not yet available.
Have you wanted to speak a new language, but thought it would be too difficult? Then try Babbel. Babbel starts by teaching you words and phrases that gradually get more complex. Soon, you're practicing short conversations. So in 15 minutes a day, you'll be speaking a new language in a few weeks. Babbel is built around real life. It teaches you practical conversations that you will actually use. Babbel, language for life. Celebrating 10 million subscriptions sold. Now try Babbel for free. Just go to Babbel.com today. That's Babbel.com.
It can be difficult to notice that your brain may not be functioning as well as it used to. The signs of aging can be subtle. But now it's easy to do something about it. Help your brain with Prevagen. In a clinical trial, a subgroup of adults with mild age-related cognitive impairment taking only one Prevagen a day were shown to improve in measures related to memory. Prevagen. Healthier brain, better life. Statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to treat, cure, or prevent any disease.
Brembo has been stopping champions on the track as well as drivers like you and me on the street for over 50 years. Whether it's UV-coated brake discs, low-dust premium ceramic brake pads, or high-temperature brake fluid, BremboStoreUSA.com is the place to go to buy genuine Brembo OE equivalent replacement brake components. Go to BremboStoreUSA.com to help you achieve that 60-0 braking performance you deserve and expect from Brembo. Brembo, the choice of champions and consumers for over 50 years.
Back to Dr. Ken Kronhaus this week. As usual, the big health story is the COVID and where it's going. Numbers-wise, you know, this drives me nuts when I hear people in the news media, wow, look at all these people who have died. Okay, yep, a lot of people have died here in this country and around the world. But as this thing continues to mutate, to stay with where we were a moment ago, Ken, the amount, the number of percentages, I think you pointed this out last time we were together here, there may be more people getting it. And there may be more people that are going to die from it, but percentage-wise, versus the deaths versus people having it, that ratio is way down percentage-wise, is it not?
Well, I think you're trying to state is the mortality rate of getting infected is decreasing, and that is correct. But the problem is that so many more people are getting this darn virus. And so the actual number of mortality is just horrible. You know, this week we passed 400,000 total COVID-19 deaths in America. This is per Johns Hopkins, which is keeping track of all this. This is more people than Americans that died in all of World War II. So this is a real thing. In fact, it's reduced the U.S. life expectancy by 1 year. You born this year, you know, you'd expect, last year you would have expected to live till at least 78. Now it's gone down to 77 because of this.
So internationally, how would that, I guess it would impact the life expectancy all around the world, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah, and we have the Chinese government and Wuhan to thank for all of this. Don't let that pass from your mind. We don't talk about, people say, well, this isn't a political program. It's not. But the reality is that this is on the Chinese and the Chinese government. So when we think about, when you look at stuff you're buying and it says made in China, maybe you ought to think again about it, especially if you had problems in your family with COVID. Dr. Ken Kronhaus here. I'm Doug Steffen on DJV Health.
Attention business owners, body slammed by overwhelming debt. If your business is in trouble, hassled by creditors, if you're frustrated, finally fed up with big business bailouts while your business has been left for dead, please listen close. There's a brand new fast-track bankruptcy. Some have even called it the biggest small business bailout in American history. Designed for individuals and their businesses. And look, almost no one knows about this yet. My attorney wasn't even aware of it. The truth is, beating the system has never been easy because it's rigged in a sense against the little guy. But here's the jaw-dropping news nobody's talking about. They've literally just changed the system so that you can beat it, but only if you understand how the new game has to be played. Find out if you qualify at pocketsoflight.com. This government-backed small business repair program is still legal, but may not be renewed after the election. Fight back fairly, fight back ethically at pocketsoflight.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American-made with American ingredients, employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Dr. Ken is here. Lovingly, we call him Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology down in Mondora, Florida. The DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen, the weekly get-together here. Don't forget, we have podcasts that come from the information. We try to glean some of the most helpful information from past visits. So that is what becomes the DJV Health Show podcast. The most recent one that's posted there has Ken talking about COVID, obviously, lots of that. And then the nuances, the flu cases are being down, and the business about vaccines. But there was something that we focused on in this particular episode, a report that claims 1 or 2 cups of coffee a day can lower your risk of getting liver, bowel, breast, or prostate cancer. So if you'd like more details on that, check out the health tips as well. All the ideas that Ken brings forth are there in their main at DJV Health Show. It's Doug Steffen /DJV Health Show, or wherever you get your podcasts, you can get this podcast, DJV Health Show with Dr. Ken. All right, so now back to the COVID and protective measures that are being exercised to limit the spread of this. Well, is it the spread of COVID or the spread of the flu, the general ordinary flu?
Well, let me make some amazing statistics available to everybody's ears.
Yeah, right.
This is really amazing. So first, let's set it up. So, Doug, the flu season usually peaks between December and February each year.
Right.
And influenza, just hear this out, typically causes about 45 million illnesses with 810,000 hospitalizations each year and 61,000 deaths in the United States each year. But so far this flu season, guess how many reported cases of the flu nationwide there have been so far? So each year, there's about 45 million cases of flu. Mm-hmm. How many have there been this year?
Reported? One-tenth of that.
Not even close.
Really?
There have only been, you ready?
Yeah.
There have only been 925 reported cases of the flu nationwide.
Wow. That's amazing. So what do we attribute that to? Why?
Well, that's a really good question. I think it's a lot to do with the fact that COVID-19 is so much more contagious than the flu, and we're all trying to prevent COVID-19 from spreading by wearing masks, by distancing, by keeping our hands clean and off our face. And all of these things definitely help with the flu. And then another factor, I think, is that a lot of us this year got the flu vaccine. All of these things combined have created a unique flu season. And maybe going forward, we'll learn from this, and it may change the way we adopt the flu each year. But I also think this mRNA technology that's been used for the COVID-19 vaccine is going to be used against the flu, and we'll be able to get the flu vaccine much sooner and much closer to the actual virus that's there that season.
All right, so what about taking a flu shot this year? Is it still of any value, or is it more valuable? Can that, in fact, forestall the regular COVID that we're talking about? Is there anything in this regular flu vaccine that might forestall? If you can't get a COVID shot and you get a flu shot, is that going to help you?
Well, there was some thought back a few months ago that it might decrease the severity of COVID-19 that you got. And I think that's what encouraged a lot of people to get it. It's getting a little late. I would talk to your doctor about whether you would get a vaccine this year.
Yeah. Okay. Dr. Ken, he's here. Dr. Ken Kronos with Doug Steffen on this week's DJV Health Show.
Watch the white lines. This is Emotional Management. I'm Dr. Christian Conti. I heard a great analogy the other day from an inmate I was talking to. He said, you know those white lines on the side of the road that help you stay on the road? Isn't it interesting how they actually have no power over you, yet you willingly allow them to guide you from going off the road? He continued, he said, the same thing is true in life. There are proverbial white lines in all of our lives. There are events and moments that shape our behavior and guide us in the right direction. And even though they have no real power over us, since we alone have power over ourselves, the truth is those white lines of life can really guide us if we allow them. What a great thought. There are no doubt white lines and signs guiding your life, so it's probably worth it to be mindful of them along the way. For more about life between the lines, listen to Tackling Life, my new podcast with NFL legend Ray Lewis.
KFC's Colonel Sanders here. We all love sitting down to a home-cooked meal with family, but there's rarely enough hours in a day to do the cooking. So let me do the cooking for you. Well, not me personally, and that's just a turn of phrase. Your KFC will do the actual cooking. The point is, let someone else do the home cooking for you. Come to KFC and pick up a $20 fill-up. That's 8 pieces of chicken or 12 tenders and all the fixings to feed your family. Order ahead or use contactless delivery at KFC.com. Limited time only at participating locations only. Prices may vary. Tax and substitutions extra. Delivery service and additional fees apply.
Buongiorno.
Buongiorno.
Buonasera.
Buonasera.
How can I make the most of waiting for my next big vacation?
Translate your questions into goals by investing with Merrill Edge Self-Directed. It's more accessible than you think, with helpful planning tools plus free online stock and ETF trades, so you can keep practicing your pronunciation. Merrill, a Bank of America company. Visit MerrillEdge.com/withinreach to get started today.
Investing involves risk. Merrill Lynch, Pierce Fenner, and Smith Incorporated. Registered broker-dealer, member SIPC. Other fees may apply. Investment products are not FDIC insured and not bank guaranteed and may lose value.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
President Biden is calling for an extension of a nuclear arms treaty with Russia. White House Press Secretary Jen Psaki confirms the proposed 5-year extension.
The president has long been clear that the New START treaty is in the national security interests of the United States.
The New START treaty limits the U.S. and Russia to no more than 1,550 deployed nuclear warheads each.
New START is the only remaining treaty constraining Russian nuclear forces and is an anchor of strategic stability between our two countries.
And the treaty is set to expire next month.
And this extension makes even more sense when the relationship with Russia is adversarial as it is at this time.
Russia has said it would welcome an extension, and NATO's Secretary General is calling on the U.S. and Russia to extend the treaty and even broaden it. This is USA Radio News.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
Former Democratic presidential candidate Pete Buttigieg defended a decision to halt the Keystone XL pipeline during his confirmation hearing to become the transportation secretary. Senator Ted Cruz, a vocal supporter of former President Trump, criticized President Joe Biden's action canceling the pipeline as part of his flurry of executive orders after the new president's inauguration. The controversial pipeline had been stalled by the Obama administration when Biden was vice president, but it was favored by the Trump administration. Cruz said the move would cost thousands of union-paying jobs. Buttigieg countered by saying that the jobs will be created in the clean environment sector, and the administration can't ignore the negative environmental impact that the pipeline would foster. The FBI's Detroit division has announced the arrest of a Michigan man named Michael Foy, who the agency said was seen on a video attacking members of the Metropolitan Police Department with a hockey stick at the Capitol Siege Building on January 6th. The affidavit said Foy began striking a group of Metropolitan Police officers assisting in the protection of the Capitol, who'd been knocked down and dragged into the crowd of rioters. Foy was charged with knowingly entering or remaining in any restricted building or grounds without lawful authority, obstruction of law enforcement, forcibly assaulting, resisting, opposing, impeding, intimidating, or interfering with an officer of the U.S. For USA Radio News, I'm Wendy King.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Dr. Ken is here as we move into the second half hour of our experience this week. I'm Doug Steffen, happy to be here every week to pass this information along and have Ken pass it along and just be the conduit for it. DJVHealthShow.com, DougSteffen/DJVHealthShow is where you get the podcast. If you're not getting all of the information, you can't listen to the whole show, or you may have missed some, pick up on it. They're all listed there in order at DougSteffen.com/DJVHealthShow. So, back to COVID here for a few more minutes. Maybe, who knows, I always say, well, let's get to something else, and we never do. There's a new test for COVID, the saliva-based tests. Are they as accurate as the things they stick up your nose almost into your brain?
Well, they are as accurate. Out of the Journal of the American Medical Association, the internal medicine version this week, we learned that actually the saliva-based COVID-19 test is as accurate as those that are being used in the nose or the throat to get samples. And the nice thing is that there is now a quick test. The original test, it felt like you were getting a biopsy of the sinuses. It was of the brain.
Oh,
it was
God.
So deep
awful.
Inside.
Yeah,
but now there is, you want the quick test, just a little twirl in the nostril. But the good news is that the saliva tests are just as accurate as those quick twirl in the nostril. So there are a lot of options, and coming soon, there's going to be a totally contained home version where you won't even have to send it off. You can do it yourself at home and see the results at home pretty quickly.
All right. So with that in mind, let's talk about how the test actually works. What do they do with it? After they take the whatever it is, the swab from your body, then where does it go? How does it get tested? How do they get results quickly for some and not so quickly for others? What's the
process? Well, it depends what kind of test you have. And it depends which of the tests that are performed. There's a number of different tests looking for different particles, genetic material in the virus. And, you know, here in Florida, it's gotten so mechanistic that you drive by, you stick your head out the window, and they put a little swab up your nostril, twirl it, and then they email you in 15 minutes with the results.
Really? Are you performing any of these tests in your clinic?
No, this is not something that is being done in the doctor's office.
Really?
This is being, you know, patients.
Would you or could you?
Give me a second. Patients are discouraged with COVID-19 from coming to the ER or to doctor's offices. They're only encouraged to go to the ER if they can't breathe or they're having a severe case and the doctor wants them to get treated intravenously with the antibody. But there are setups of places where it's diagnosed and you just make an appointment online and go get it yourself diagnosed.
Well, it's a process for sure, but it has helped a lot of people know what's going on. Of course, sometimes people have it and they get tested and shows up negative, right? It's not perfect.
Well, you mean, wait a second, it shows up negative when you don't have it, but you mean a false negative.
No, false negative, false whatever.
Well, there's a false negative with every test we do in medicine, and that just goes along with testing anything. And so that's why we'll never be replaced by a computer, and the doctor has to think about that and put that into the equation, and if it really seems like you have COVID-19 and the test is negative, you know, you have to just use good judgment and figure out the next step. Sometimes we do retest when it just doesn't make sense, the results.
All right. Now, the COVID-19 infection, according to some studies, I think we've touched on this, but I want to reinforce it if we have. I'm not sure how recently we know it becomes a subject of conversation. Do I need a flu shot because I have immunity because I've had COVID-19? And apparently the latest is that if you have had COVID, it will give you immunity for, what, 5 or 6 months? So people who are saying, I don't need the shot because I have immunity,
well, three
probably
months.
Aren't the right page. Right?
What we're thinking is 3 months.
Mm-hmm. All right, so
if you have had an actual infection, you have about 3 months. You're good for about 3 months. After 3 months, we're not sure. This is something that's still being studied, and you can wait 3 months before you get the vaccine.
All right. Now, for those people who have had it and think, I don't have to worry about it because I won't get infected again, that's not quite accurate either, because there have been some cases of reinfection, right?
Yes, you can get reinfected, but again, the thought is that you have a 3 month window before, you know, there's always outliers in medicine. There's always this very rare person, but in general, if you've had it, you're good till the next infection for 3 months, but you really need to talk to the doctor about when you're going to get your vaccine.
All right. I want to get off of, well, actually, this is a COVID related question or a story that I would like to have your input on, and I'm going to go further than just this particular circumstance where a lot of the drugs being used to help those who have COVID are getting very expensive. But apparently across the board, it isn't just the vaccines, I'm sorry, it isn't just the drugs that are being used for COVID, but drugs in general. In a matter of speaking, I found this out the hard way, and I'll tell that story in a moment. But as I'm experiencing what I have to pay for a particular drug that I'm on, I'm looking across the board at over 800 different drugs have gone up in price, some as much from anywhere from 3 to 10%. since COVID started. And this is just general drugs. I'm not talking about the ones used for COVID. Ambien is up 5%. Let's see here. Some Novartis drug I can't pronounce, up 9%. Humira, arthritis drug, up 8%, that kind of stuff. So when you are we being taken advantage of, Ken? I guess the question that people will have for you and those people that go to the drugstore. What do you think?
I don't set the price of drugs, though.
No, I know.
You have to talk to the pharmaceutical industry about that. And I always encourage people, if they can, to use a generic. And if it's a good generic, you save yourself a ton of money. You're on Medicare, and what you want to do is pick your Part D plan based on the drugs you're on, because some of the various Part D plans are good for certain drugs and not so good for other drugs.
Yeah.
And I think it's out of it's a general issue that, you know, that we're all dealing with is, mm-hmm. you know, what the cost of drugs and
we've said this on this program many times, the cost of drugs, the equality of charges for the same drug across the board here in this country, they're way more expensive than they are elsewhere, whether it's government programs that make them less expensive. But when we continue in a few moments, I want to talk about my experience trying to get a hold of a particular drug that you and I have talked about, and just make it something that people are aware of, if nothing else. In the meantime, something else to be aware of is the Navage Nasal Care System that is going to take care of your nose, because your nose needs to be taken care of. After all, it's your body's air filter. You can clean it every single day. It's so easy to use Navage, the suction to flush out germs, viruses, allergens, mucus, in fact, has all that stuff in it. Push it out. Slide it out. Get rid of it. Get a clean nose and have, a much healthier life. It's an irrigation system for your nose. It really is. I don't know if that is not too romantic, but it is the Navage system, the only nasal irrigator with the powered suction. And it always is, it's a natural drug-free alternative to other things, pills and sprays and neti pots, that kind of stuff. So if you want to clean your nose and stay healthier, there are all kinds of good techniques. This is really a fabulous one. Navage Nasal Care. Find out about it and order it online at navage.com.
The Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes is back. It's the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change, someone wins $50,000. Just enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com, and it could be you. Touchdowns, field goals, safeties, extra points. Every single score change will draw one lucky winner from the square to win $50,000. Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter for free at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune into the Super Bowl on February 7th to see if you bring home some dough. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 55.
No purchase necessary. Legal residence of the 50 U.S. and D.C. of age of majority. Ends 2/4/2021, 11:59 p.m. Eastern. Equal housing lender licensed in all 50 states, NMLS number 3030. The NFL entities as defined in the official rules have not offered or sponsored this promotion in any way.
Carmen's startup found an angel investor, but now they're asking for a miracle from her development team.
Hello, this is Carmen.
That's exciting news. I guess we could launch early.
It's time to hire.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. The moment you sponsor a job on Indeed, you get a short list of quality candidates from our resume database. Indeed delivers 2.5 times more hires than the other branded job sites combined, according to Breezy HR 2019. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get a $75 credit for your first job post. Terms and conditions apply.
I like a bed that's really firm.
I need something a little softer than that.
Rest easy. With the Sleep Number 360 smart bed, you can both adjust your comfort with your Sleep Number setting.
Can it really help me fall asleep faster?
Yes, by gently warming your feet.
Okay, but can it help keep us asleep?
It senses your movements and automatically adjusts to keep you effortlessly comfortable. Sleep Number. Proven quality sleep is life-changing sleep. Save $1,000 on the Sleep Number 360 special edition smart bed. Queen, now $1,799, plus special financing. Ends Monday. To learn more, go to sleepnumber.com. Special financing subject to credit approval. Minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Dr. Ken Kronos, Back on the fold, DJV Health Show. I'm Doug Steffen. So my question comes, or my observation comes, on something you and I talked about on the phone, and that was my experience when you have been, after I had my TIA, which we've talked about on the air, and I'm still, you know, where everybody's telling me, or most people say, okay, get rid of it with it, it's a TIA. Okay, so all the people who are agreeing say I should be on a blood thinner, and the statin is good for trying to take care of the cholesterol, which is something else that I want to talk with you about. But first, the expense of buying the drugs to do what you have to do to thin your blood. You put me on Plavix. It's an inexpensive generic thing.
Well, the doctor, wait a second. The doctor discharging you from the hospital who diagnosed your TIA put you on Plavix.
All right. Well, you agreed with that, though, I think, right?
I said to you that if you had a diagnosed TIA, initially Plavix is a good choice, but then you had a monitor put on you that showed some atrial fibrillation, atrial flutter, and that's when the advice was to go on to from what's called antiplatelet therapy to anticoagulation therapy, which is stronger blood thinning, and the options are either Coumadin or generic warfarin, which is dirt cheap, very inexpensive, or the newer group family of medicine, of which Eliquis is a popular member of that family, and that was suggested to you. But then you got sticker shock with your current insurance when you found out the cost of branded Eliquis. But when one has sticker shock and the insurance doesn't do well, because I have some patients with some of their insurance who get Eliquis at very reasonable prices, and there are others who don't. And then a nice option is to use generic warfarin with home monitoring of the INR blood, because the nice thing with this new family of anticoagulation is you don't have to do any blood testing. There's just one dose, which only changes as you age, maybe with your kidney function changing, but you don't keep needing every 4 weeks at a minimum to check your blood to make sure your blood's not too thin or thick, as we have to do with Coumadin or generic warfarin. Mm-hmm. But the nice thing with warfarin is we can do home monitoring now. You can stick yourself with a little fingertip needle and check that at home. You don't have to go to the lab. And that's a very economical way to deal with when you need industrial strength blood thinning.
Well, whether we have to figure that out, but when I hear warfarin, all I think of is rat poison, so I stay away from that. But to go back in the moments that we have remaining before we get to questions for Dr. Ken, what Ken is saying about sticker shock, he told me, and a couple of other doctors I've consulted with said, get on Eliquis. So I have a new, I'm in Plan D of Medicare this year for the first time, because the first time I've ever really needed meds. So I go to pick up the prescription at the pharmacy, and the lady said, okay, thanks very much, but your card Part D doesn't cover this. So I said, how much is it? She said $1,773 for a 1 month supply of Eliquis.
Is that 1 month or 3 months?
One month. Well, I don't know, whatever she was giving me, whatever the prescription.
Did they prescribe it for 90 days or for one? Or for,
I don't know.
Days?
I never looked at the prescription. I don't care.
That was 90 days.
Even if it is, it's $1,700 that, we got to come up with some other way of figuring this out. Questions for Dr. Ken up next on the DJV Health Show.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Times are certainly uncertain. In fact, the return of food shortages is likely. Don't take chances. Make the decision to acquire a dependable supply of long-lasting emergency food. Food that lasts for up to 25 years in storage, ready the moment you need it. There's an old saying, failing to plan means planning to fail. Don't wait for the next crisis. Have a 3-month, 6-month, or even 1-year supply of food on hand. It's easy and affordable. We're My Patriot Supply, America's leader in emergency preparedness. We've served millions of folks like you for over a decade, and our mission is your survival. Our meals are delicious and provide you with 2,000 calories a day, and our kits arrive quickly and discreetly at your doorstep. Visit MyPatriotSupply.com and feast your eyes on the food that could save your life someday. That's MyPatriotSupply.com. Take the pressure off yourself. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and face the future without regrets.
The new year is here, and the time is now to capitalize on the tech boom in the U.S. markets. The red-hot e-commerce payment sector is on fire with no signs of slowing down. Text the word HOT to 48542. Here's just one example of what you can get with the up-to-minute research from Avid Market Readers. According to Allied Market Research, mobile payments are on track to exceed $12 trillion, and Avid has identified one of the hottest companies in North America that is poised to dominate the mobile payment and e-commerce sector in 2021. Text the word HOT to 48542 to get your free subscription to Avid Market Readers. We deliver the data directly to your mobile device so you can make decisions as market conditions change. If you're interested in our hit list of the hottest stocks to look at in 2021, then text the word HOT to 48542. Set your investment research strategy to hyper growth mode now with our information delivery system from Avid Market Readers. Text HOT to 48542 now and don't get left behind in 2021. Text HOT to 48542.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Questions for Dr. Ken on the DJV Health program. Focus on you and your health and questions you have for Dr. Ken. Here's somebody who wants to know about alcohol and whether or not it plays a role in things that are, well, I mean, obviously on its own it'll kill you, but also it seems to, according to some of the late research, it affects cancer rates. You want to be more specific about that, Ken?
Absolutely. There's a report this week where it actually shows beyond any doubt that alcohol causes a fraction of the cancers that we see. Alcohol plays a significant role in cancer cases and deaths in America. On average, drinking accounted for almost 5% of cancer cases and over 3% of cancer deaths, or about 75,000 cancer cases and nearly 19,000 cancer deaths a year from 2013 to 2016, the most recently collected data. So the key is, guys, when you exceed 2 drinks per day, women, when you exceed 1 drink per day, you're not doing it for your health, and now we know it causes cancer.
It's against your health, if anything. Wow, another reason not to spend a lot of time with a bottle. Somebody wants to know, what is normal in terms of blood sugar ranges? I don't know if we get into the weeds too much with this or not, but what's normal blood sugar supposed to be? How do you get it down if you have numbers that are too high? You know, that sort of question. That's something you and I have talked about.
Sure. So when you measure your blood sugar, it's very important you know when the last time you had a meal, because the blood sugar, if you want to measure it comparatively and accurately, you're supposed to fast for 12 hours in terms of taking in any food. or anything other than water. And that number normally should be under 100, between 100 and 124. We call it pre-diabetes, and 125 and above is diabetes. So if you get your blood drawn and you just had a meal a few hours ago, your blood sugar is going to be much higher, and these numbers that I just quoted don't apply to you. These are fasting blood sugar numbers, whether you have diabetes or not. And in fact, now we use hemoglobin A1C, which is almost a three-month average of your blood sugars, and you don't have to fast for hemoglobin A1C, something nice. You also asked me, how do you reduce blood sugar? You know, yeah. You don't actually cut back sugar. You cut back white flour. The body converts white flour into blood glucose, and that's what you measure. You want, if your blood sugar is too high, you want to cut down on the white flour and get into an exercise program when the doctor says it's okay, because you want to get down to ideal body weight.
So, in a manner of speaking, those who are like me that have gluten problems and stay away from the flours, the white flours and stuff, because we're allergic to it, that's good for us, even though we may not think about it or hadn't thought about it that way. You're staying away from the carbs that cause the sugar numbers to go way up. Is that
the simple carbohydrates? That's exactly correct. The complex carbohydrates like whole grains, which some of the gluten people have trouble with also, those are actually, unless you have a gluten issue, are very healthy for all of us, the whole grains.
Mm-hmm. All right, something to think about. All right, somebody wanted to know about the best vitamins to keep your hair. I don't know, they were looking at pictures of George Bush or Garth Brooks without their hair, losing their hair. Maybe that's where that came from, but that's a good question. Do you have, what vitamin routine might you want to be on if you want to keep a good head of hair?
Well, I would just take a good multivitamin, eat a healthy diet. It has been stated that that biotin, iron, vitamin C, vitamin D, and zinc help keep your hair. How good the science is, I'm not sure. Just eat a good healthy diet and make sure that you don't have any severe supplement issue. Like you're not anemic. Talk to your general primary care doctor about it. When they do your routine lab work, they'll check to make sure that you're not deficient significantly.
Got it. Last question. Will daily exercise delay the need for me to have knee replacement surgery?
That depends on how severe your issue is. That's on a case-by-case basis. Physical therapy will sometimes help. Talk to the orthopedic doctor. But that's what orthopedic surgeons make their decision based on a case-by-case basis when to go to the next step.
Well, certainly weight loss would take the stress off of your joints. And
how weight loss helps everything.
Yeah. All right.
Physical
you
therapy
heard it from Dr.
often
Ken.
Helps.
Heard it here first. Questions for Dr. Ken on DJV Health. I'm Doug Steffen.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day. But supplies are limited. Purchase nanocolloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.